Under the law, a student voter can use a photo ID card issued by a Wisconsin university or college. That ID must include the card's issue date, the expiration date 2 years later, and the student's signature. A student who gets the new card could include a Wisconsin resident who does not have a driver's license or an out-of-state student who chooses to vote in Wisconsin. UW-Superior issued the new ID cards to every student last semester. Other UW campuses will have them available this semester. UW-La Crosse University Center's director, Larry Ringenberg, says so far the school has issued one new card.
The one thing that we have to do is we need to verify that the person is a student at UWL and that they are who they say they are and everything, and so we will be checking records.
The Government Accountability Board will vote next month whether to allow technical college IDs to be used at the polls. The governor and legislature will then make a final decision. Denise Vinovich is the Vice President of Finance and Operations at Western Technical College. She says regardless, they're planning ahead in making new IDs that meet the GAB's requirements.
This will be the ID that we use for all students. So all new students coming in will get this ID. Those that would like this new ID can come in and get a replacement.
Vinovich says the new IDs will not cost Western extra money. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.